This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump is sitting down for discussions Thursday following the death of George Floyd that resulted in national and worldwide protests. The president will travel to the state of Texas, where he'll meet with faith leaders, law enforcement, and small business owners as he considers potential responses. The White House press secretary said both legislative proposals and executive orders are under consideration and should be ready in the coming days. Lawmakers are moving forward with new legislation after Floyd's death in police custody 2 weeks ago. Leaders in the majority Democrat House of Representatives have introduced legislation seeking overhauls in the country's policing laws, as well as broadening police accountability, tracking officers through a national police misconduct registry, and ending the practice of transferring military equipment to police departments. The Republican-led Senate is working on its own package, and the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a hearing on the issue next week. City and state leaders have already instituted their own changes, including banning the use of chokeholds, pledging to shift funding from police departments to community programs, and more. About 1.5 million workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week. The number was released Thursday morning. That many Americans are still losing their jobs, even as the economy appears to slowly be recovering. The latest figure from the U.S. Labor Department marked the 10th straight weekly decline in applications for jobless aid since mid-March, when the coronavirus hit hard. The total number of people who are receiving unemployment aid fell slightly. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The S&P 500 and the Dow Jones hit a one-week low on Thursday. The dip comes after a sharp climb over the past month as investors are worried about a second wave of COVID-19 infections. There is also concern about a grim forecast for the economy from the U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman on Wednesday. Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank is projecting unemployment in the United States to fall to 9.3% by the end of this year, and 6.5% by the end of 2021. Powell said lawmakers would have to take more direct action to help businesses and individuals severely impacted by the pandemic. 2 million COVID-19 cases in the United States. The country has officially gone over that mark in total cases of novel coronavirus infections. According to figures published Thursday by the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. now has 2,464 confirmed cases of COVID-19. It is the leading country in total deaths from the coronavirus as well. The U.S.'s top military officer says he should not have been in Lafayette Square with President Trump in front of the White House last week. Army General Mark Milley, who is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said his presence was a mistake and made it look like the military will be involved in domestic disputes. Milley and other high-ranking officials walked from the White House to Lafayette Square with the president amid street protests over George Floyd's death. They then posed for photographers holding up a Bible in front of a nearby church that had been burned in the protests the night before. President Trump says he's planning to hold his first rally of the coronavirus era on June 19th in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he says he's planning more events in the states of Florida, Texas, and Arizona. President Trump made the announcement during a roundtable with African-American supporters Wednesday afternoon. His signature rallies often draw tens of thousands of people, but have been on hiatus since March 2nd because of the pandemic. The rally will take place on Juneteenth, the commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. Tulsa has its own troubling history on race. Hawaii Governor David Ige extended the state's mandatory 14-day quarantine for all arriving travelers Wednesday in a bid to keep coronavirus cases in the islands low. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.